What's happening, gentlemen? Welcome to KBR Podcast, video cast out there, Mental.TV, Odyssey, away from CockTube and doing our own shit out here. Well, today's episode video, I would like to dedicate it to other skank-ass bitches, the feminist bitches. I don't know if you recall, a year and a half ago, they made an article in The Guardian regarding to the MGTOW, that we are the Taliban of the menosphere, since they wanted to call us Taliban. Well, might well embrace it. Why not? What the fuck not, right? Let me play a little background music here. I forgot, gentlemen. So let's embrace this shit. So the title of the video that I'm about to make right here is called The Women of Afghanistan. They don't want the patriarchy back. They don't want that strong pimp hand back with the Sharia law. And these gentlemen out there, they're fine gentlemen in my point of view. They want to bring their law regarding to their belief and religion. And, you know, the law, the Sharia law, the good law, the good, strong pimping hand. I want to play you different videos out here, video clips, because the women is going out of control. They're going crazy. You got to see them. They're jumping up and down. They're in denial. They're blaming the American. They're blaming their president. They're blaming this stuff. This war should not never took place. It's 20 years way overdue. And they thought that the good time, the train, the gravy train going to keep on going and rolling and rolling and bring these, they enjoy the gynocentric government that was implemented out there in Afghanistan. And I want to put an article below so you guys don't think I'm bullshitting. I want to put an article link below this video and check out the links that I'm going to put out there. But especially in this article, and it was written 10 years ago by WikiLeaks. And WikiLeaks did an expose regarding to the CIA bringing feminism as a weapon in Afghanistan. So this is MGTOW shit. So yes, the article is going to be below so you can check it out, read it for yourself. So the CIA implemented feminism against the people of Afghanistan, you see. And this video, I want to put you with a lot of sounds, bites and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty awesome, pretty amazing. So no further ado, let's bring out the first maniac. And you're going to see this lady hollering, screaming and stuff like that. Check this video out and we continue with the dialogue. See you in a bit, gentlemen.
Listen to me carefully. You destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world. Taliban are best friends with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. All they're going to do, use our land to build our resources, to build and to destroy the world. You right now, you while you're on vacation and our country was burning and bleeding to death while you're on vacation. And you call yourself a president?
You guys saw that maniac. She's jumping up and down, screaming and complaining and stuff like that. See, this is what happened. When you get these women out here in the Western world, they act like their counterpart of the rest of the Western skank. Just like that. She's out there somewhere in the United States, because obviously it's United States, because I can tell United States due to the fact of the microphones that says Telemundo. So Telemundo is not out there in Afghanistan. So she's talking shit all across abroad. Talking about it's gonna the end of the world and Al-Qaeda and all that nonsense bullshit verbal diarrhea. She was talking about everything's gonna be fine. Those men got that strong pimpin. The only thing they might go wrong with the Taliban if they have a civil war, but besides that, they're gonna rule with an iron fist. Patriarchy is there to stay, and you're gonna see throughout this video these women are gonna be jumping up and down and screaming and complaining, all kinds of shit. Now regarding to the president, he fucked up how shit's supposed to be handled out there. It's true. He's fucked up. But this is 20 years way overdue anyway. The patriarchy is going to go out there no matter what. These gentlemen be fighting wars after wars after wars. They want that strong patriarchy hand. That Sharia law. Praise Allah. Even though I'm not Muslim. But anyway. But we are into Sleepy Joe. Even the president himself. We can agree with this thing. I don't agree with nothing he has to say. But with this one, I agree 100%. Let's play Sleepy Joe, what he had to say regarding to the women's rights and all that bullshit and nonsense.
But here's the deal, George. The idea that we're able to deal with the rights of women around the world by military force is not rational. Not rational.
Well, I'll be damned. I never thought in my lifetime I would hear a president ever say those words. We don't have no business in nation building for women's rights. That's the problem that we're facing in the Western society and the Western world. Women got way too many fucking rights, and they act like crazy maniacs. With a divorce court, the gynocentric government, and then everything like that. If one place, gentlemen, on earth, that deserve Sharia law, a strong pimpin, is Afghanistan. Because the rest of the world is fucked with gynocentric. Matter of fact, we don't pass with gynocentric. We straight up misandric right now. These little boys don't have no rights. Men don't have no rights. And this is throughout the Western world. Okay, gentlemen? So, since the insanity is more crazy by the minute and by the day, I'm going to play another clip out here by this lady. You know, because they're not getting the comset. And the comset is that Afghanistan, if they don't go to a civil war, like I said previously, there would be a patriarchy, strong, pen, Sharia law for the skank-ass bitches. They're going to have to obey those men because our country is going to roll by men. It's going to run like a fine oil machine. It's going to be one of those things. Pimps up, hoes down. Check out this clip. Because insanity don't stop.
Education. Russia's Rydovka news agency speaking to a human rights activist called Sana Ajaz. She explains who she thinks is responsible for the current situation.
In my opinion, America is the main country who is responsible right now. Because what they should be doing, they are not doing. What they are doing is against humanity. Terrorists, specifically Taliban, they are mostly against the women. They are mostly against those women who raise their wives, who are not confining themselves under the four or inside the four walls of the home. So that's the reason they are the target. That's the reason they are, it's because they were against them. They were against those barbarian policies of them. They were against of their forced imposing those terrorists on their country. That's the reason they are against them.
Well, in its turn, the Taliban's pledged to respect women's rights, but only inside the boundaries of Sharia law. The militants also encouraged women to return to work and have allowed girls to return to school.
I would like to respond to this maniac lady out there and all the maniacs out there protesting in the Western world out there in Europe and shit like that. They worry about women's rights and all that bullshit. First of all, men are the one who kill each other, okay? They're killing each other. Second of all, now everybody blaming America. Yeah, America got his fault in this shit. But what this bitch expect us, America to do, United States? To stay there for 100 years to protect women's rights? Where we don't have no business in Afghanistan? That is their fucking land. They can rule however they want to rule. They can govern however they want to govern. We don't have no business out there to begin with. None howsoever. And these entitled bitches, especially this World Organization, Women's Rights, these bitches, they all about the fucking money. Don't get this shit twisted. They don't give a flying fuck about women's rights. They're out there getting money, hand over fist, or these worldly organization and shit like that. They use a mouthpiece for all these bitches out there. That's all. There's nothing else to see here, okay? It's, what the bitch think? Are we going to stay there forever and have more men killed? And have more money wasted to protect women's rights in Afghanistan? Is this bitch fucking crazy? Nut? What the fuck? That's why I'm all for the Taliban, my friends. I'm all for it. If a skank act this way and talking this matter in Afghanistan, guess what? That is 100 lashes on the public square. You got to have these people locked up. The Western world is fucked. I commit that. But can we leave Afghanistan to them people out there? Enough is enough. We did enough damage. They did enough damage. The Taliban promised they're going to treat women with Sharia. With Sharia law, okay? Now all the women across the world, Western world, they, oh yeah, all this, oh, poor women of Afghanistan. Nonsense. Those men are going to do a good job. An excellent job. Now check this thing out. This is another beauty right here. This lady, she is nuts. Check this reporter out.
Somebody's ideology. How can we change? You're a judge. You're a very kind woman. You are so generous, and you have a lot of experience as a woman, as a judge. What do you think? What is your judgment about somebody that has a dark and very, very negative experience and reputation? Of course, kids, they are today's kids, tomorrow's future. kids is like sponge. Kids, Afghanistan kids has a lot of the expectation. United States supposed to bring some opportunity for them. Is United States supposed to raise their program for refugee visas number for Afghanistan people? Thousand of people, they are outside the airport right now. They sleep nighttime and daytime, and they are waiting to leave the country. Why our people suffered all the time? This is 20 years, more than 20 years that Afghan people suffered. Why? I don't know what game is played in Afghanistan. Why Afghanistan doesn't have the right to live in a peaceful? What is our problem?
All right, Nazira. Thank you, Nazira Karimi. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, gentlemen, do you know what that is? Do you smell that? It's called fear. They are in fear because they know the Taliban is going to run the show. After 20 years of a fake government the United States have provided for them, and they got used to this gynocentric government. You saw the judge. See, that's the problem. Women get spoiled. And then when women get spoiled, then demand shit. Once women don't have anything, they don't have nothing to cry about. But as long as you give them something, they're always going to be bitch about something. The more you give them, the more they demand. Now, you saw the judge out there. The judge, she wasn't even paying attention to what the fuck she was saying. She wasn't paying attention. The judge understand that we need to get out of there. These ladies can scream, cry, do whatever they want to do. At the end of the day, Taliban's going to rule. And talking about judges, since we talk about judges, well, guess what? There is 230 judges that were appointed by the United States government and the Afghanistan government, and the Taliban are looking for them. They searching for them. And I don't know how the Sharia law works. I've never been in Sharia law. I have an idea, but I don't know how that really works out there with the Taliban and stuff like that. I don't know if it's going to be heads rolling over on the streets. I don't know if they're going to be locked up for life. I don't know if they're going to be 100 whippings on the public square. I don't know. But they are looking for the judges because these judges, locked up men, they belong to the Taliban. And the Taliban men are free from the jail cells. So they're looking for those judges, and the jail cell is empty. That's all I have to say. Well, check out this next clip, and I'll be right back. See you in a bit, gentlemen.
A lot of Americans who say, I get it. Let's get the women and children out. But why aren't the men back there fighting the Taliban? I know they're awful people. I know they have, you know, a price on the heads, especially of people who help the Americans. But at some point, isn't this your country? I try to imagine it as if it were, you know, if this were happening here, I would see our men protecting our women and children, and our men going out and fighting and staying there.
Oh, yeah, right. The American women seeking protection from the American men. This woman, she's in denial, or she's confused, or I don't know what the fuck is going on with her mind. But let's put this in perspective. There's millions and millions of men in the United States. If these women think that men are going to protect them, they are wrong. There's millions of men in the United States have been fucked by the gynocentric court. They took away their children. They took away their cash. They took away their homes. And these women think that men gonna go out there and protect them. Yes, you're gonna have simp. They're gonna do that. But this man who got fucked in the court system, they're gonna give their life for women, which the government protect them and have fucked men in the United States. You think a man who been fucked by the United States government gonna give their life to protect the women in the United States? Wrong. There's gonna be millions of men who say, fuck this shit. The government fucked me. I'm not gonna protect no one but myself. Real shit. So they got something coming. They got something coming and coming fast. Let it lift this delusion that men gonna be out here protecting them. Me, myself, I'm gonna give a sample. I live in a city with a lot of women that are homeless. I straight ghost. I don't give them no money. I don't give them nothing. I straight up ghost. And that's the same thing with something drastically happening in the United States. If there's bodies of females on the floor, I just walking by. I will not give my life to protect women. No, they're wrong. they're fucking wrong. Well, gentlemen, this is going to be the podcast, video cast that I'm putting out here on Metalhead TV, Odyssey, and Podbean, and other podcast stations around the world. And I'm going to go out with a video, but like I always say, I want to go out with a video, you know, it's a little celebration out here. But like I always say, gentlemen, peace, stay metal. I definitely catch you in the next podcast, live stream, and video, and check out the links below. Check out the links. Like a cholo. Flat to side, elbows up, flat to side, elbows up, flat to side, elbows up, flat to side. Like a cholo. All up in the club, 10 deep, looking for some highness. We on the creep. I need a bad one, a real freak. Find them on the dance floor, so don't sleep. Damn, I like you, I like you, but I really want her. She's that type, I can't tell. Let me get in too deep, take her back to the hotel. But right now, I'm on the move. Show this little mama how a gangster groove. I don't do a whole lot, just enough. Lean side to side, keep my out.